67 today.
Boy, do we have a show for you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you can imagine, part of what's on the menu has to do with terror. That's right, and terrorism. Also, we'll be talking about how you can make money. Because in this time of massive struggle for so many between the haves and the have-nots, with housing prices plunging but also people losing their homes, we're in this massive tug of war with unemployment almost 10%. We have a great guest coming up who I believe can help you with some of the things you might be struggling with, including, and this is a big one for so many people, that god-awful credit card debt. You get deep in and you just can't get out. Or can that you? Lots of things that credit card companies don't want you to know. We'll talk about it. We're going to do that with Vern Motor. That's coming up in another 10 minutes or so. You can shoot me an email question if you want to ask him something at americatonight.net, or you can jingle these numbers while Vern is on with us. You can participate, 800-259-5791. Maybe you're one of the credit card people. Maybe you're worried about your 401k, the retirement account, sinking in the opposite direction. So many people find themselves in, I think, in that predicament more than anything, and the credit card thing, too. And also, what about if you have a small business, and what are some of the things that you can do? Anyway, we'll talk with him. In the meantime, let's talk about the terror situation. A couple of things. Robert Mueller, who is the FBI chief, says, listen, one of the things that has to happen is we have to be able to have those informants assimilate and be in the MOS. And it seems that everything comes out of the MOS situation when there are people, and it's not all MOS, of course, in the United States or in other parts of the world, but that's where it all seems to well up from, right? So the FBI director defends vehemently, and I completely support him in this, the use of informants in the U.S. MOS, because there have been a lot of Muslim organizations, the worshippers, the clerics, etc., that are complaining when this is happening. But I would say, look, every time they keep turning somebody over, it stems from a place of worship, and that place of worship happens to be the MOS, so I don't think that you can complain if you want safety. If it were a Catholic church, if it were an Episcopalian church, if it was a Presbyterian church, I would say to you, well, the same thing, right? Now, what happened is a Michigan Muslim organization asked the Justice Department, they complained, to investigate all these complaints that the FBI is asking, they say, the faithful to spy on Islamic leaders and worshipers. Now, there was another alarm bell that was sounded a little bit earlier this year in Southern California, if you remember, because we talked about that, where the FBI planted a spy. And what Mueller is saying is, look, we don't investigate places, we investigate people. He felt the need, because there was so much pressure from so many Muslim organizations, to hold a press conference while he was in Los Angeles. And I completely back him up, because he's saying, look, if there is evidence or other information of criminal wrongdoing, then we're going to undertake the investigations. We're going to continue to do it. And at the same time, he's saying the relationship with U.S. Muslims is very good. And there might be disagreements about some of the specifics, but hey, which is it, you know, which way do you want? Do you want the country to be safe, or can we never investigate anything that might be a little bit sensitive to people? Give me a break. But there are a ton of people complaining, and that's the deal. But are they complaining, or is somebody working on some kind of a cover-up? The FBI needs to do what it needs to do, right? They don't need to incite and entrap people who are obeying the law and who are people of the Muslim faith. But do we really think that's going on? I don't think so. And they can't take their foot off the gas. Look what happened in New York. If they didn't have an informant there, they wouldn't have the information that would have busted the four guys who were trying to get weapons to shoot at military planes and trying to blow up synagogues. So it worked, and it's worked several times. Half of what we haven't seen, half of the would-be homegrown terrorists that have been stopped dead in their tracks, it stemmed from those kind of investigations. So you can't have it both ways. You have to decide what it is you want. In the meantime, along those same lines, and I totally agree again, shockingly, with another government official, Leon Panetta, the head of the CIA. He was also on the warpath. He told a federal judge on Monday that, yeah, you released those documents about the terror interrogations. It's going to damage our national security, period, end of story. In fact, 24 pages of why it would do that is exactly what Panetta said to a federal judge, arguing the release of the agency's cables describing the interrogation methods used on Al-Qaeda suspects. It would tell the enemy far too much about what the U.S. does with counterterrorism. So the CIA director filed the paper in a lawsuit. Of course, who was it brought by? The American Civil Liberties Union, right? The suit has already led to the unveiling of the Bush administration's memos authorizing, do we have to say it, the harsh methods, waterboarding. We've only been talking about that for 7 weeks now, right? The type of simulated drowning that some think is ridiculous, disgusting, and unacceptable, and others say, listen, it happened to three guys, two of them in particular, and they gave up information. That war over what really happened and what it led to still really isn't over, right? So that was released, and then, of course, there was the fight over the photos of the abused detainees by some smart-aleck jerky kids that did whatever they wanted with some of the detainees. It was stupid, it was immature, whatever. But the pictures don't look good, and do they all need to be released? This is where we're at. So you have two government officials, shockingly, that I actually agree with, Robert Mueller, FBI director, and Leon Panetta. Because it's so damaging to release all this information, it makes absolutely zero sense. Do you think in Israel they're releasing private information on what they're doing when they get terror suspects? Do you think they're doing that in Iran? Name me a country where they're doing this. Oh, that's right, Great Britain, probably. Other than Great Britain, I think there are plenty of organizations that don't do it. Does it mean that we should support terror? Absolutely not. Does it mean at the same time, this is what happens when I get on my soapbox, I start to lose my voice. Does it mean that we can't protect ourselves and there are things that you just cannot know? Well, it means that you can't know everything, right? How about what's happening with the two girls in North Korea? Here's what Hillary Clinton had to say about that situation and their release.
We're engaged in all possible ways through every possible channel to secure their release, and we once again urge North Korea to grant their immediate release on humanitarian grounds.
All right, so you heard what Hillary Clinton had to say there, and I don't think this story is over yet. I'm talking about Lisa Ling's sister and the woman that was with her, and the story that they were trying to unveil in North Korea, excuse me, and what was happening there, what really happened. Unfortunately, they're in these labor camps that are absolutely incredible. Apparently, they beat the people that are there and do all kinds of awful things. And now these two women are there, these two U.S. women. Will they eventually get their freedom? I think it's going to be a tough fight. Vern Motor coming up next. You can join us, 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you on ATN.
ਐ ਲਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਬੁੱਲਾ ਆਇਆ
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
All right, raise your hand if you're in credit card trouble. That's right. This is a radio show. We have these special infrared glasses, and I see a lot of hands going up. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot of people find themselves deep in credit card debt. No question about that. I've heard a lot of people in my own world lament about that, no matter how much they're making. Also worried about their retirement, the 401ks, the IRAs, et cetera. What do they do? And here's a big one that we're going to talk to our next guest about, an emergency fund. It's funny. My mother always asked me this question. How much money do you have in your emergency fund? She's never asked me about money, but that's the only thing she ever asked me because she's petrified that if something were to happen, I wouldn't have enough money. And I think a lot of people don't even have a backup fund. I think they live paycheck to paycheck, might have a little bit of stash, but not a lot, and then they find themselves dipping into it sometimes to pay off bills. Somebody who would know better than I would how you could dig out of the hole is a guy who is a confessed workaholic, a former confessed workaholic. Vern Motor joins us now, and he certainly is. I'm going to call him a money and small business expert. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I think a lot of people call him that. Let's put it this way. Somehow he's managed to find out how to have the American dream, as he's got a house in two of my favorite places, Crested Butte, Colorado, and in Hawaii. Vern, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, I really mean this about, let's start with the emergency fund. You always hear that. How much backup you should have? 6 months salary and be able to pay, in other words, be able to pay all your bills and stay afloat should something happen. But, Vern, how realistic is that?
You know, it's realistic if you really put your mind to it, Tate, and that's really what needs to happen. That is the basic first step in any plan, whether you're trying to dig yourself out of debt or whether you want to become financially secure. the first step is having some extra cash around, because that's what creates opportunities for you to succeed. If you're continually living above your means, above your paycheck, and have no cash set aside, first of all, you feel defeated, and it's hard to dig out of that hole. But second of all, you just will not have the cash that it takes to get where you want to get to in life. It's critical. You have to have it.
What do you think? What should the average family have? What should an emergency fund look like?
I think at a minimum, you need to try to save or build up your savings to be at least 3 months of your expenses. Now, we're in some pretty challenging financial times right now, and now is the time to be saving even more. And even if you think there's not money out there, that you can never save money and put it in the emergency fund, there are some steps you can take to get that done.
All right. So I know people can go to your website, www, of course, it's always the three W's, but I'll say it anyway, yourpracticaladvisor.com, yourpracticaladvisor.com. But give us a couple of steps that we could use that are practical into getting some money in this fund.
The first thing to think about is cash is king, and you want to keep as much as you can. And there's a lot of people out there telling you pay as much as you can on your credit cards to get out of debt. And while I don't disagree with that, I think it's crazy just to pay off your credit card debt if you don't have an emergency fund set up. So I would recommend one way to do it is pay the bare minimum on some of your credit cards. It may not seem intuitive that it's the smart thing to do, but pay the minimum and take that extra cash and start building up a cushion. That's one way to do it. The other story I like to tell, it wasn't very many years ago, Kate, when I was living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And I like to have in my pocket what I called walking around money, whether that was $20 or $50 or whatever. And when I really started saving money and putting it in the bank, I found that there was all these extras that I decided, I don't need that coffee. I'd rather put that money in the bank. And little by little, that built up to $500, to $1,000, and then to $5,000. And then the opportunities is I felt better about myself. The opportunity started coming up because I had some of that extra cash, and sometimes it takes money to make money, and if you never put that money away in your emergency fund and start building up some cushion, you'll never get there.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. All right, so I like the suggestion, even though everybody, you know, you listen to Susie Orman, you listen to all these people, it's always like, get rid of the credit card debt, but I agree with you, because the problem is you have to do that, of course, but if you don't have a cushion, what happens if you lose your job? Then you're back at square one anyway, and you have nothing as of that day to rely on other than, I guess, unemployment or whatever else.
Right, and with our government struggling, too, I mean, some of those benefits are going to start getting cut. So you can never count on anybody in life but yourself, I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Is this a good time to buy a house? I mean, what if somebody, because there's these incentives to buy houses now, like, well, I think first-time homeowners, 8,000 credit or something. Is it if you're right there and you still don't have a big emergency fund, should you buy a house?
It all depends on your personal situation. But as far as just looking at the timing of buying a house, now is probably one of the best times. There's a lot of people say that we're not quite at the bottom, but just like the stock market, if you try to wait to hit the bottom, you're going to miss it. Right now, interest rates are at historical lows, and the prices of houses are at least off 30%, and in some areas, a lot more than that. So those are really the two factors you look at when you want to buy a house. Interest rates are going to go up. That's the bottom line. We're not going to have these low rates forever, so now the timing could be perfect to buy a home, and the tax credits along with that, the timing is probably perfect to start looking for a home.
How about selling your house, though? It's got to be tough for some people, maybe in some cases, depending on the area where you live. Do you think, Vern, it's better to hang on? Just depends where you are in that kind of deal?
If you're in a position to keep your home and maybe rent it out and not have negative cash flow, be able to cover the mortgage with the rent or come close to covering the mortgage with your rent, now is probably not the time to sell. And I really empathize with people who are getting transferred or having to move. They lose their job. They have to relocate. Because while the buying side looks great, the selling side right now is horrible.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And definitely, as you can tell, that there are some areas that are hot, but very, very few areas, I think. Absolutely. How did you were a Navy guy. How did you end up doing what you're doing now?
I spent 6 years in the Navy as a rescue swimmer and decided to come back to Colorado and go to school, and that's when I started my career as a CPA and financial advisor.
But here's the thing, is you were a big time, and I made that joke, but I was told that you were a big time workaholic, so you were one of those CPAs that was buried in the thick of it, right?
Yeah, my first year out of college, I worked 2,800 hours, and then right after that, it was around 3,000 for about the next 7 years.
But it paid off for you, right? Because you were, you know, you were able to sell your business, right?
I was, and it definitely paid off for me, Although I wouldn't recommend that my plan, I didn't lose anything like a lot of people do. I didn't lose a lot of balance in my life. I didn't lose my family, things like that. But what it did do for me is by diving in with both feet and working hard, very hard, especially in the first 2 years, is while everybody else had worked 2 years in the firm, I had worked about four because I had worked twice as many hours. And so I advanced very, very quickly, learned a lot, and was able to help a lot more people because I had that knowledge.
Man, no kidding. Hey, the 401k retirement funds, what do you do with those at this point?
Well, if you rode the wave all the way down, don't panic and don't make any bad decisions by selling now. You know, the market's still off 38% of where it was, but it's up 33% from about January. So we're starting to see some signs of recovery. We're real close to the bottom. It's just kind of bouncing up and down right now, and you're going to see that. Everybody worries about the stock market because they want to see it go up. But the reality is, Kate, what you really want is the market to stay low so you can buy as many shares as you can with your 401k funds and then have the market go up. So right now everything's on sale. Every dollar you're putting into the stock market, you're buying shares on sale. It will recover. We know it will recover. And if your employers are still matching, if you can afford it, maximize your contributions to your 401ks. At least get all the money your employers are going to give you in a match.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, and people can get a copy of, the listeners can get a copy, because I have a couple questions here. The listeners can get a copy of what you can do to thrive in the current bear economy by going to yourpracticaladvisor.com, right?
Exactly.
Vern, thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, and best of luck to you. Boy, Hawaii, Crested Butte, it's got to be a tough choice. Do I want to ski? Do I want to sail? That's great. Ooh, got to love that. And as you just listened to Vern there, you heard what he said. What's the key thing? A couple of great pieces of advice. The emergency fund thing, you just have to figure out a way to do it. The other thing that that he said, just do the minimum on the credit card to get that fund up. That's something that most people can do, because where's the money going to come from? On the flip side, we'll get you up to date on what's shaking and what's rattling across the land. Hang with us.
They said it was a million-dollar room, but the Army must keep that money, because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Now, the phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, I think the FBI director had a right to say what he said in Los Angeles. A lot of people not happy with the comments of Robert Mueller, who defends the use of informants in the mosques across the United States. I got to say thumbs up to that, brother, because it's been fruitful. Of course, you don't want to trample on the rights of the people that are worshiping there. But at the same time, if there are terror cells that are coming out of some of these mosques and there's a way to assimilate and get an informant in there, and you can shut down a would-be plot in the United States, sorry, I got to go with it. You have to realize, I live a stone's throw away from Richardson, Texas, where we're talking about the Holy Land Foundation. To this day, they were raising money to fund terrorist activities, and I was doing a radio show in Dallas. They pitched ideas to us. They would have tournaments, bowling tournaments, etc., to raise money. Who knew? I didn't participate, but who knew what it was about? It was only because we were involved with other things, but nobody really assumed there was something sinister going on. And I think that it's been proven by the director that the use of the informants has been incredibly effective, and to shut that down would be, I think, disastrous for the United States. So I agree with him. Let's hope that somehow the relations thaw between some of the Muslim groups that are freaking out about what's happening in the mosque, including in Michigan, because that seems to be where they're complaining the most. And how about this? Should the U.S. or will the U.S. send the envoy after the North Korean jailed reporters? What a sticky situation, because it couldn't be a worse time for them to have this happen. But in case you don't know the story, I know we've talked about a little bit on America Tonight. You had two reporters, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. They were there representing a San Francisco television station, a TV deal, and they were there investigating a couple of different things. Apparently, I think this is what happened, and I don't know this for sure, but they tripped on a human trafficking situation where people were going from Korea to China. Supposedly, they were there, and they were talking about people fleeing North Korea, but either way, obviously sensitive. So what's happened is, they on Monday, it's been discussed, and you just heard a little while ago, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, what is the administration going to do to pursue whatever approach they can to persuade the North Koreans to release them and send them home? But the problem is the timing especially couldn't be worse with Kim Jong-il and these nuclear tests and the standoff in the seas and what's happening. I mean, there's no doubt one of the things that Clinton said is they're separate matters, but I don't think North Korea is going to look at it that way. It might be a humanitarian deal, but now I think North Korea will use them as pawns. And we're talking about these women being sent to what is described as the gulag. You're talking about really no food, the inmates barely fed. They do back-breaking work in factories, coal mines, and rice paddies, and they get beaten. So those two have already endured this since the middle of March. And according to the court system in North Korea, they got 12 years and no appeal. I think, again, this is their bargaining chip, but it's bad timing, because what if they try to say about the recent nuclear missile test, listen, you get off our backs about this. Don't talk about any kind of an embargo. Get your ships away from our ships and let them come through, and we'll give you these two American women back. And we'll have an exchange. And I don't think they're going to do that. I mean, I don't know. Will they? Would we've never negotiated that way in the past. Would an exception be made? I don't think so. And when they say they're engaging all possible channels to secure their release, that's what they're talking about. And that's why Clinton was very careful to say these are two different things, separate matters. That's not the way North Korea is going to look at this. They might start to talk about the legal process and talk about the release and how that can happen, but it's going to be a political deal. I really, honestly, you couldn't have this time to be in a worse position. It couldn't be in a worse position. Now, the legal process in North Korea is done, so that means you can try to get involved in this high-stakes poker game with North Korea, but, man, I don't think so. I think it's going to be tit for tat. You get off our back, we'll give them back to you. So what is it that Al Gore, it was his television station, what is he going to do? They're saying that he's going to fly to North Korea to try to get their release. But he's being tight-lipped. He's not talking about a possible trip. And he's been very, very quiet about this case. Now, North Korea wants to be treated like a legitimate nuclear state. We've talked about this a ton on America Tonight. And they want Washington, they want to draw Washington into these negotiations, and they want to have relations, right? But Washington isn't going to endorse that kind of a status for an unpredictable nutball like Kim Jong-il, a nation with a history of brutal terrorism, ripping up agreements, sharing nuclear information with nations that hate America. Boy, you talk to anyone that has the inside dope on North Korea, and you'll get the real, true feeling of what it's like to be in North Korea. The people have absolutely very little freedom. Of course, it is unequivocally a dictatorship and a nutball dictator running the show. So the chances of these two women getting out, you know, and plus it's very unclear. Did they try to sneak into the North? Or the reports are that these aggressive border guards crossed into China, grabbed them, kidnapped them, and because that's happened before, and then were pulled over. Now, the cameraman and the guide escaped. The two women didn't. At the time when they were supposedly arrested, they were reporting about the trafficking of women. So the family, what did they didn't know what to do. They released a statement saying, if they wandered across the border without permission, we apologize on their behalf. Now, one of the women, and it's Lisa Ling's sister, her name's Laura Ling, she's got a serious medical condition and also a four-year-old daughter back in the United States. But North Korea is saying, tough tiddlywinks, too bad. You're here under hostile acts, and you illegally entered our country. But there wasn't a real gauge on what they were charged with because the formal charges were completely unclear. So they had a trial, and I know I mentioned this before, but they had a trial on Thursday. Can you imagine? And nobody could observe what happened in the proceedings. They were represented by somebody from Sweden, the Swedish ambassador, because we have no relationship with North Korea diplomatically. And then it was shut, open and shut. They committed a grave crime, and they're sentenced to 12 years of reform through labor. So to me, I think it was on purpose. They knew what was going on. They didn't want the reports released. But bigger than that, by grabbing them, I'll say it again and again and again, it gives them a pawn or two pawns in the game. You want your Americans back, you get off our back when it comes to the nuclear situation. So if you're President Obama, do you think there's any way that he would acquiesce to Kim Jong-il? And the answer is no. And that's why Clinton made it clear that they were separate things. So at this point, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee are going to have a very tough time, I think, trying to wiggle free, unless, barring some miracle negotiations and the gift of gab by Al Gore or Bill Richardson, who's done it before, or somebody else, but the timing is so dead wrong. I don't think so. So the U.S. sending an envoy after them, that's one thing. I mean, what else could they do? Try to break into this gulag and get the women and take them out? You only see that in the movies. It only works in the movies, right? Like you're watching James Bond or one of those other flicks, and they got to get somebody out, so they go and get them. We're just going to go bust in there in this communist country, and we're gonna get whoever it is who's in prison. We'll figure out a way. I don't think so. This is going to be a really, really, really tough time for both of their families, because I don't think you're going to have these quick negotiations and have the government say, okay, we're going to ultimately come to an agreement that will result in their release. If something happens with North Korea to help them, because I don't believe you're going to see compassion and they're going to just grant them that release. I just don't think so. What do you think? 800-259-5791. If it comes down to it, should Obama break a cardinal rule and use negotiations with North Korea to give them something else off the table? I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say that's not going to happen anyway. Because I don't care how liberal or left-leaning a president is or what you want to label them as. I think that's one thing that really is never, ever off. I think that's nothing you can ever take off the table negotiating with terrorists or a dictatorship or a country where you have no diplomatic relations with them. I think they're bargaining chips, but I don't believe that the president will bargain in this case, particularly when it comes to anything to do with nukes. On the flip side, going to tell you about some wicked weather and five tornadoes. Where did they touch down in the United States? That's next on ATN.
Hot bricks! Oh, no! I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, can I?
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Imagine how terrifying it would be to be in a gulag working in some of the conditions that I just told you about. Here's my question. Hey, I know it. When you've got that coursing through your blood and you want to be the reporter that's on foreign soil and you're revealing the nasty underbelly of whatever it is, there is some kind of a thrill to that. But, boy, it's when you've got a family and you're in that situation. I don't blame either one of them for doing that job, but they put themselves, unfortunately, in a really precarious situation being that close to the border. But you know what? That's where they got the story. Other reporters have been in war-torn areas, have been in communist countries, etc., reporting on various things, and they've come out of it alive. Of course, a lot of reporters have been killed or been in horrible situations, and this is an extreme example of it. But what should the U.S. do to try to help these two women? I think, and I don't know this, but I think it's true. There's something to this. They were nabbed across the border. The cameraman got away, and so did the guide. What do you think? Should we push the envelope on this one? Do you have to go in and get somebody's back? I mean, these are two of ours. 800-259-5791. It shows you, though, just how brutal North Korea is. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Good evening, Kate. Yeah, now let me get this right. They were taken by North Koreans inside North Korean territory or not?
Well, there's confusion over that. What is being reported is it might be that they were in China. They were legally in China right near the border, and then they were aggressive guards pulled them over, kidnapped them basically, and covered it up so it didn't look like that happened. And then they're arrested, of course, for illegally coming into the country, and then they're put in prison. They have a trial, they're sentenced, and that's the end of the story.
All right, so then they were in China, close to the northern North Korean border, right?
That's right, that's right.
You know, because first of all, I don't think North Korea is going to do anything on Chinese territory, you know, without the Chinese telling them they can, you know. I mean, it's like a real big dog and a little tiny poodle, okay?
True.
And so I don't know what those two ladies were doing there, but I don't know. If you're in a Chinese communist country and then you get arrested by a more communist country, something is going on there that we're not getting all the facts.
Well, here's what they were doing, Tomas. It's like I said, how much are you willing to risk for a story? It's like going into the Sudan or going into somewhere where you know it's risky. And so you're there with a cameraman, a guide, and you're interviewing people about women being trafficked from North Korea into China. You're going to ruffle a ton of feathers, obviously. But, you know, then you could say, well, if journalists didn't expose things internationally, we wouldn't know about them. So the whole idea is they were there to expose the nastiness of North Korea, some of the things, and also North Koreans escaping, trying to escape into China. They were definitely, no questions, that they were doing that. But it's risky business. It's very risky business, like you said. You know,
it's risky enough being in China,
right?
But it's insane being in North Korea.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were working for some information gathering agency that we shall not mention. But as far as dealing with terrorists, I'd just like to bring something up to mind. The Bay of Pigs incident. You're cognizant of that, right?
Right, of course.
Well, you know, that's when, for those listeners out there who are young, that don't remember these things, John F. Kennedy allowed a group of democracy-orientated Cubans to try and invade Cuba and take Cuba away from Castro just a few years after he had taken power.
Yeah,
and
that didn't work out.
It was a big failure. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because then John F. Kennedy got on TV and he said, we cannot deal with Castro, but we can have private parties raise funds to get the prisoners out of Cuba. And they went to a bunch of big corporations, and they raised a lot of money, and they got, I think it was $53 million in food and medicine. Mm-hmm. And it was represented, the whole deal was represented by a lawyer, and they exchanged that for 1,113 of those prisoners. So, you know, and that was John F. Kennedy. So I have no doubt that Barack Obama is gonna do something similar like that. He'll probably use Al Gore instead of, as the U.S. lawyer to talk to the North Koreans, and you'll see a whole load of money going to North Korea and some sort of agreement and stuff like that. And it's not going to be good. It's going to be another step down for the United States. This is a speech that Barack Obama made while he was speaking with the president of France.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw it. He basically says that, we have nuclear weapons, and we really can't tell other people not to have nuclear weapons. That's not fair. And, I wonder how that makes the rest of the world feel, since a lot of people look at the United States as that light on a shining hill. as a good nation, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like the police officer coming down your street and saying to the thugs on the street, listen, you know, it's really not fair that I have guns and you don't have guns, so I'm going to put my guns away. You know, what does the neighborhood feel then?
Yeah, it's not a good situation. I agree. It's not a good situation at all. It's very prickly what's happening in the whole nuclear, especially in Asia, because there's a fear that Asia is going to ramp up with nukes. And even though Obama's saying, well, we can't tell other people, at the same time, you bet they don't want Japan to do that. They're worried about China. And, of course, North Korea is the stimulus for all of this. And that's
well,
the problem.
John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama were both very young and very inexperienced. Barack Obama even more so than John F. Kennedy, because he was a veteran and he'd been a senator.
That's right.
But John F. Kennedy made a lot of mistakes in the first couple of years. I mean, you know, he got us to the brink of nuclear war in Cuba. Because the Republicans had told him that the Russians were putting missiles in there, and he said, no, I need proof, you know. But after that Bay of Pigs thing, he wisened up. He learned that it was a rough and tumble world out there, and he put a blockade around Cuba, which is an act of war.
Right.
You know, but he did that. He said, this is where we draw a line. And hopefully, for our sakes, Barack Obama is going to, you know, increase his learning curve. because we can't afford another October crisis. I mean, I bet you, I don't know, I don't know, maybe you're like, what, 25, 28, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
There you go.
No, I mean, you're right. You're right. We can't.
They don't
you
call
said
you mistress for nothing, right?
That's right. You are totally dead on, Tomas. Thanks for the call. What you said was great. He was right on in the comparison of the Bay of Pigs and the funny comment about the learning curve. Because this is exactly even the situation with North Korea in trying to set up a blockade for ships going in carrying weapons. So this is really, really dicey. It's believed that they've got another long-range missile test at a new launch pad. And Monday, North Korea warned fishing boats to stay away from the East Coast. So that would even feed into the frenzy, the concern that, hey, guess what? We're going to flip off some more missile tests. And I wouldn't be shocked by that. Already the UN, because they're like the wilting willow, they're still debating a new resolution to punish the North for their second nuclear test that happened May 25th. And that followed the test with a barrage of missile launches, of course. So, you know, this case, I guess, gives the two sides a reason to talk. And the U.S., no doubt, will send some sort of a special envoy. It could be Al Gore. But I don't know how successful they're going to be at getting these two women released. Now, the North Koreans do care about what they appear to be publicly, but I just think because of the state of the nukes and the fact that they want to be treated like a legitimate nuclear state, I think they want to have a bargaining chip in this, and I don't know. It's like being at the craps table, and then there's two lives at stake, and you are just rolling the dice, baby.
It's the only motivator I have any real faith in.